You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 27. Be abundant now.
Are you a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast this week. I hope your August is going well and that your summer is wrapping up with lots of fun. Okay, today, I hope your summer has been abundantly fun because today we are talking about abundance. And by we, I guess I mean me because I don't have a guest on the show. All right, abundance. Okay, I feel like I first really became more aware of this idea of abundance when I got into the coaching world, the life coaching world. And it was most often around money, but they talked about abundance is a feeling. By they, I mean the coaching world. And then more recently, I'm starting to really notice it a lot in the scriptures. And even in like modern scripture and things like the gospel and the productive life. And I think there's something about abundant life. Anyways, like all of the self-reliance books, okay? So I want to share with you a little bit about my thoughts on abundance. And you might have something else that you think of with abundance, and I would love to hear it because I don't feel at all like I'm any sort of expert on abundance. In fact, I feel like I'm kind of a novice at it. Like I'm not always super good at abundance. And as I was preparing for this and writing out some things, I also kind of surprised myself. I was like, oh, that sounds really good, Jordana. So I hope that you will feel the same way. And if not, that you will get some really inspiring ideas and thoughts about what abundance means for you. So let's dive into abundance according to Jordana. So what is abundance and how can you feel it? For me, I think of abundance being a feeling that I get when I have thoughts like, I am richly blessed now. I've always had what I need and I always will have what I need. These create a feeling of abundance, but also gratitude. So I feel like, is abundance maybe just another word for gratitude? I think it could be. I think we could really put those together and not just like I know I should be grateful, so I am grateful, but like, whoa, I am really grateful for this. Like it fills you. And isn't that abundance? Like it's so filling. And so I think when we practice the act of gratitude, which is what I'm meaning by this is practice purposely thinking of and acknowledging things that I'm grateful for, it increases my feeling of abundance. And it's okay if it's easier in some areas to feel abundant. So like my garden this year, it was huge. And I'm like, it is so abundant. That is what I would tell people. I have an abundance of beans and of carrots and of peas and of more beans, like so many things. Peas, pumpkins, squash. I have an abundance of these things. It's really easy for me to feel abundant when I'm thinking about my garden and how full it is. Maybe it's easy for you to think about or feeling abundant when it comes to your money. Maybe it's easy for you to feel abundant when you think about your health and your body. Maybe it's easy for you to feel abundant when you think about your testimony and how strong and big it is. Maybe it's easy for you to feel abundant when it comes to spiritual experiences that you've had. Maybe it's easy for you to feel abundant when you think about the skills that you have, the education that you have. That's okay. And it's okay if it's hard in some areas. Maybe you don't have a garden, or maybe your garden grew 3 carrots. And so maybe it's really hard right now for you to feel abundant about your garden or about your money or your health or your testimony or your spiritual experiences or your skills and education. That's okay. Find one area and start just practicing intentionally being grateful for what you have there, and your feeling of abundance will grow. Let's look at health really quickly. Maybe you're overweight. Maybe you can't do a lot of things, but maybe you can also feel abundant in your health, and that I am so grateful that I am still able to breathe on my own. I am really grateful that I can walk down the street. I'm really grateful that my body has allowed me to bring children into the world. I'm really grateful that my body has allowed me to do sports when I was younger, right? I'm really grateful my body allows me to eat food that I love the taste of, right? So you just start finding things to be grateful for in that area. And then you start feeling more abundant. It feels really good if it's something that you're really believing. And so that's why you need to practice, because sometimes it's a little bit harder to believe. Okay, so that is how to start feeling more abundant, to start being more abundant now. Now, let me say now twice in a row. Like I said a little bit earlier, I first really started to become aware of this idea of abundance in the coaching world, and that it's often around money. And it is often a conversation around money. And abundance is not just about money and material things. Abundance is not just about money and material things. Abundance is also not pretending by going beyond your means. It's not about the outward proof. Okay. This is a thing that I feel like I'm still wrapping my head around. One of the things that I often have heard in the coaching world, and I really like, and honestly, I'm still practicing at it. Like I feel like I'm a novice at this still, but it's live like you're already that person. And so how do you live like you're already that person who maybe has $1 million in the bank account? It does not mean spend money as if you have $1 million in the bank account. Okay, so this is the thing I'm still wrapping my head around. And as I was writing out ideas for this podcast, I kind of surprised myself with some inspiration that came. And so let's put that where it belongs. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me this inspiration that I'm going to share with you. So live like you're already that person. Let's look at it as if it's money and it's $1 million in the bank account. Living like you're already that person, I think, means having the attitude and the mindset of the person who created $1 million in the bank account. This person who created that money, maybe they started off with thoughts, or maybe they have these thoughts now with this money, but they started off believing, I have enough. I'm grateful now. I'm happy for where I am. So if you imagine that when you have $1 million in your bank account, you're going to believe, I have enough. I'm grateful for what I have, and I'm happy here and now. Living like you're already that person means when you have $500 in the bank account, or $100, or minus $300 in the bank account, whatever it is, you start practicing believing, I have enough. I am grateful for this. I'm happy here and now. Right? And what if you're like, okay, but what if I'm negative in the bank account? All right, start practicing feeling abundant in another area of your life. I have a family who loves me. That is enough. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm happy here and now. And is that not true? Like, money in and of itself does not make you happy. It is a circumstance. It is your thoughts. Your thoughts create your feelings. And if abundance is a feeling, our thoughts of, I have enough, I'm richly blessed now, that's going to create it, right? It's going to create that feeling of abundance. So I have a little example of something that I noticed with a life coaching peer one time. And it stuck with me because it stood out to me at the time. And I've just like kind of low-key thought of it from time to time. And it was a peer, and she was talking about that she wanted to get a new car, but she couldn't afford it yet, but she wanted to practice being that abundant person, like living like she's already that person by buying that car now. And I thought to myself, like, that's, I don't think that's abundance. I think that actually kind of comes from the opposite of abundance, which would be lack, right? Not enough. And I remember thinking, well, is it going to be easier to feel abundant now when you are grateful for having a car that works and being able to have a car that's paid off and so you're able to save money? Or is it going to be easier to feel more abundant when you're in debt and you're struggling to make car payments? Right? So I love this idea of that living like you're already that person doesn't need any outside proof. It's not the outward at all. It's 100% the inward. What if abundance is feeling grateful for what you have now? Really, truly feeling grateful for it now. So I don't know what she decided to do. And honestly, I mean, of course, there's like, it made me think, and maybe I judged her a little bit, but I'm not judging her super hard. Okay. The reason I say this is because I know that I'm a judgmental person and I'm trying just to like, I'm aware of it and I'm trying to be better, but like, I don't spend any time like being like, oh, did she go buy that car? That would have been a terrible idea, right? Like, I don't do that. I have no idea what she decided to do, but I feel grateful for that experience where I heard her sharing about her desire to get this new car in order to be abundant, because it has helped me to think a little bit more about what abundance means for me. So there, look at that, a little twist to become more abundant based on this, off of the experience of someone else. Okay. And I think abundance can grow and can be expansive. So I already talked about that. You can be more abundant now by believing I have enough now. I'm richly blessed now. And I have some other little thoughts that I think can help us to expand our ability to be abundant. And I do mean like feeling more abundant, but I also mean here outwardly seeing the abundance. Okay. So I'm going to start from like what for me is like the most ideal believable. And then I'm going to kind of go backwards and offer you some thoughts that you can think of as little bridging thoughts or little thoughts to help climb you up to that most ideal belief. So that will make a little bit more sense in just a minute here. So I have enough now. I'm richly blessed now. And the Lord wants to bless me even more abundantly. I have enough now, I'm richly blessed now, and I'm open to receiving more or to being given more. I have enough now, I'm richly blessed now, and it's possible the Lord has more he wants to give me. I love these thoughts and like going from like the most confident, right? Like the Lord wants to bless me even more abundantly down to like, it's possible the Lord has more he wants to give me, right? It opens up, like for me, it's like kind of opens up my heart to like the possibility, like, oh, maybe it is possible he wants to bless me even more, right? And it's a little bit excited, a little bit giddy, a little bit nervous, like, really? Are you sure? Something I just thought of was the house that my husband and I bought when my husband first found the ad for this house. And looking at some pictures, I was like, could we really live in a house like that? And like, it felt so beyond what I ever thought was possible. Like I was kind of scared to hope it. And that's kind of what these thoughts do for me. Like, really? Like, I didn't think I was allowed to think that the Lord wants to bless me even more, but is that possible? I hope that you can feel that, and I hope that it makes sense for you. We can be abundant now by practicing that gratitude of what we already have and recognizing, like, I am richly blessed now. whether or not it's money. It doesn't not have to be money, because abundance is not money. Money is not abundance. Lots of things is not abundance. It's recognizing what you are blessed with and being grateful for it. And we can expand our abundance and physically receive more when we are open to the idea and the possibility that the Lord wants to bless me more, that the Lord wants to bless you more. And it is like hopeful for the future. And it's really exciting. So a couple little tips and tricks that I like to do is, and so I'll offer them to you. Look at the tithing that you've paid. That's 1/10 of the money that you've made. Look at other donations that you've made. That's money that you've made and you've given. Look at your food, your clothing, and your home. You have that. Look at experiences you've had. Look at the health that you've had. Look at the memories that you've made. You can be abundantly blessed in those things. And with that one, I want to say, especially like with memories and experiences and stuff, especially where money is not needed. My husband has been working a lot of overtime, which is both a blessing and a curse for us. Money-wise, it is a blessing. Spending time with family-wise, not as much of a blessing. But when he does have time off, we've really made the effort this year of looking for things that we can do as a family where we aren't spending money. And we have done a lot more hiking. We've been doing a lot of like baking as a family and just fun activities, going to the library, all of these things that we've invested maybe some gas money in, maybe a little bit like a park pass, right? But then we just are out doing things as a family and not spending money in order to do those things. And those are some of my favorite times. Having those memories with my family are some of my favorite things that I cherish the most. Okay, another thing you can look at is look at your growth. Look at your growth in your skills that you've developed, in your education, in your testimony or conversion. Look at the growth in the goals that you've accomplished. You have so much that you have done. You have been so richly and abundantly blessed. You have achieved so much that 100%, I promise you, you are abundantly blessed right now. And I firmly believe that there's so much more that the Lord has in store for you. And if you don't believe me, try looking at your patriarchal blessing. I don't know if I can bet, because that's counterintuitive to or counterproductive to the gospel, but I am pretty sure that your patriarchal blessing, if you look for it, this is actually a fun exercise that I did. And I actually didn't even finish it because there was so much. So first I like wrote out like, what do I want for my life? Like by the end of my life, what do I want? And then I read my patriarchal blessing and I was writing down, what does the Lord want to give me? And I didn't even finish going through my whole patriarchal blessing. And I had like pages already of things that he wants to give me. The Lord really wants to abundantly bless me. And he really wants to really abundantly bless you. And he is doing it right now. Another quick little example that we experienced was, there was one day I was being kind of cheeky, but also kind of serious, like just playful with it, I guess. But celebrating spending money. And one of the things was our property taxes went up. And I was like, yay! We love paying property taxes. And, you know, it's kind of true. It's kind of true that I love to be able to live where I live with the land that I have. And it's also a hardship to have taxes go up. But then, okay, this sounds kind of funny because I've been telling you that my husband's had a lot of overtime. Well, he got some unexpected overtime. And so it really was kind of a blessing. Like, hey, yeah, your property taxes went up and the Lord is providing for us by giving us that overtime, right? So when we can look at everything with a sense of lack or a sense of abundance, property taxes went up. I can't afford that. My husband has more overtime. That's more time away from the family. Property taxes went up. I'm still going to be able to pay taxes? I don't know. Maybe that was a little trickier. That one's a little bit trickier for me to like instantly be grateful for or look with the other side. But I mean, I was like, yay, I love paying property taxes. But then with the overtime, that gratitude for the overtime to ensure that, yes, we can pay those property taxes. So abundance, you've got it now. You can practice having it now by being grateful for the things that you have and like list it out specifically. Abundance, you don't need any outward proof for it. You don't need to prove it to anyone. It's not pretending that you have when you don't. It's really being grateful for what you have now and knowing that you will always have what you need and the Lord even wants to give you more. So let's go practice abundance. Like I said, I feel like I'm still learning a whole lot, but I am so grateful for the learning that I have had and the growth that I have experienced so far. All right, everyone, I will talk to you next week. Have a great one.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others, rate it, and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.